In the previous episode, we have discussed what goes into the base code creation. Now let's talk about different aspects of base code, like how to download the base code template or, you know, the skeleton from Adobe Code Center. In the admin section, we go to Code Manager. Here we can download the link for launch JS script. We can download the link for Adobe Experience Platform Mobile SDK. And lastly, we can download the base code JavaScript file in a zip file, right? The zip file that we download from the Code Center contains the base code, which is appmeasurement.js. It also contains the audience manager file, which is appmeasurement_module_audiencemanagement.js, which is integrated if the client wants to use the AAM functionalities. We have the module integration file, which is appmeasurement_module_integrate, which is used when the site has videos and we want to capture the video metrics. And finally, there is the visitor API JS file. In the base code, which we download, we just get the activity map and do not alter section and nothing else. Many clients do not enable the whitelisting of special characters, which creates a problem to the AMCV cookie. This leads to website going down unless whitelisting is done. So the solution is to ask the dev team to whitelist the AMCV cookie. When there are multiple org IDs associated with the site, it's better to whitelist the AMCV cookies associated to all the org IDs. If any of the AMCV cookie is not whitelisted, the pages associated with that particular AMCV cookie will not be able to load. The module for AAM remains same for both client-side and server-side forwarding. For client-side implementation, there is a DIL code implementation. This is used when the client uses a TMS other than launch or uses analytics tool other than Adobe Analytics, but he wants to use the AAM as the DMP. Server-side forwarding works well and with ease when the client uses Adobe Suite because it reduces the server costs. Server-side forwarding or client-side forwarding will be enabled under the s_do plugin. The first thing that needs to be implemented is the visitor API so that we can have the shared audience capability so that we can identify the same user across all the tools. And the visitor API has the following five things: tracking server secure, marketing cloud server, marketing cloud server secure, and finally cookie domain. If a plugin is not supported by Internet Explorer, we just use the document.documentMode variable to identify the browser and write the necessary code in the else block just to mention that the browser is Internet Explorer. Now let's discuss few errors which we might encounter during base code creation. Number one, app measurement is not defined. This means the modules are not added properly. Second error could be util is not a function, which means we are using H code. Other error could be getQuery function is undefined. So this means we need to use util.getQuery param. The fourth error could be time parting is not a function. So what happened was you might have forgotten to define the plugin. Just define the plugin in the plugin section of the base code and this error goes away. Other error could be S is undefined. So this means the object with the report suite is not defined. So s_account is equal to report suites and s is equal to s_gi within brackets s_account. So just mention these two lines and you should be okay. var12 is not a variable. So here we just didn't define s.evars, right? We need to use the thing as s.evar and not evar directly. The seventh error could be dil.create is not defined, is not a called function. So this means we just didn't define the visitor service, the dictionary within the base code. The next is s.prop11 is equal to d is equal to v11 is not a correct statement. So here we just need to enclose d is equal to v11 within double quotes. And finally, when it says dollar is undefined, that means jQuery is undefined on the page. So the CDN file is not present on the page.